possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls and texts, 248-539-9797. I tell you, we had I'm not going to say it's a heated discussion. It's been an interesting discussion today regarding football and the Detroit Lions and perceived missteps along the way to creating what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell think is the best roster they've ever had.
Look, I think we all want to improve the team. We all want to see him win the Super Bowl. There's so many different ways to get there. This is, after being out there at camp and seeing the joint practices, even the days they didn't dominate, God, they look good. And the Goff to Amon-Ra thing, they are so dialed in right now. They are so dialed in. I think you're going to have one of the elite connections in the NFL. There's talent at every position group. Like, they're ready to roll here. You don't turn down a chance to get better. They got this really weird thing with this open roster spot. And Brad said, you know, we got down to 50 because, you know, we had a standard and we had 50 guys that made the team. And then they claimed two off waivers, both defensive linemen. Ray Agnew actually talked about those players. We'll play that for you coming up, what they got in those two. But here's what we promised. What happened with Broderick Martin and Hendon Hooker? Here's what Brad Holmes said. Okay, well, a few things there. One, I really like the line, after action review. Got to take a look at it. There's a few things I'd like to get better. I mean, if you got to be able, in any line of work, look in the mirror and say, I could have done it better.
Sure.
But pretty good at your job, Brad. Like, I'm glad you're doing that. It's a good thing that you're doing that. Those picks didn't work out. A lot of third-round picks around the league don't work out. It's not like you wasted a layup. You took a shot. It missed. Got it. He's owned it. He's owning it there. After action review.
Yeah. And fortunately, he hasn't missed any of his first round picks yet. And those would be layups. Like, particularly when you're drafting.
Supposed to be, yeah.
When you took Aiden Hutchinson, that's a layup. And same thing with Penei Sewell. I mean, I still don't know what would have happened if Atlanta didn't do what they did in that draft, if they didn't take the tight end, if they went and took Penei Sewell, would the Lions have taken that player from, I can't remember the tight end receiver from the Falcons.
They took number ahead. 8, yeah. Kid from Florida. What the hell's his name?
Ken? Kyle Pitts.
Thank
Kyle
you.
Pitts.
God.
Because remember, they were really high in Kyle Pitts. Had the Lions taken Kyle Pitts, if he were there, it'd be a whole different discussion. But he didn't. Penei fell into their lap, and now they got one of the top players in football.
Okay, so here's a soundbite and a question about the, asked about the 53rd spot. And I believe the questioner, Kang, am I right? The questioner brought up the name Za'Darius Smith in the question. Here's what Brad had to say about that open 53rd spot on the roster. I don't understand that. And Dave Burkett sought explanation, and Brad was just like, we wanted to keep 50 players. 50 met the standard. But it doesn't sound like he's about to jump out and go after Za'Darius Smith. Specifically.
Not specifically. I mean, they have to fill the roster.
Or do they? Are they going to be the first team to try and win it all with just 50?
I mean, it seems like a missed opportunity if you don't fill the roster, but... we'll wait to see who they do fill that roster spot with. Do I think it's specifically for Za'Darius Smith? No, but I think it's quite it's a strong possibility it could be Za'Darius Smith.
I just don't think it is.
Well, the longer it drags out, the more I guess it plays into that thought, but he hasn't signed with anybody yet.
I know.
And I wonder if it's because he just wants to be in Detroit and he wants Detroit to meet the number that he's willing to play for.
Well, he was under contract this year, and they cut him. So there's no way they're going to bring him back for more, right? only bring him back for less. All right. Those are some of the house cleaning, keeping issues there with Brad Holmes. And there's more. We'll get to it later this hour. Kyle Pinckney says, am I the only one who thinks that this year's Lions team is actually better than last year's team? Our core young guys have experience and are hungry. Kyle, I don't think you're the only one. Like, on paper, this might be a better team with a worse record. Schedule's tougher. Again, on paper. On week four, are we going to be saying, why did we call this a tough schedule? Are we going to be doing that again? We do it every year. The schedule isn't what we think it's going to be. I don't know how this one isn't tough.
It seems like this one's really tough.
It does.
But it's tough in that when you look at it, you're not saying automatic win. Like, you think it's going to be a battle. I think that's fair. It doesn't mean they won't win the games. Mm-hmm. Just means when you go to Baltimore, it's tough to win in Baltimore. It's a good football team. I'm not saying they won't win it. Same thing with going at Kansas City. It's not easy when at Kansas City, though the Lions have done it. Going into Washington, that's a house of horrors for the Detroit Lions, historically. Into Philadelphia. Man, this is looking tough.
It does look tough on paper, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let alone, you know, Green Bay, Minnesota.
I know, but every year we say we learned our lesson and then we do the same thing.
No, I think this is this is authentically tough.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Ryan and Brighton. The Lions have bad linebackers. The defensive line has no depth or talent aside from Hutch. The corners are serviceable. The Lions were 0-2, Bills and Commanders, in shootout. Okay, first of all, I don't know what your record in shootouts has to do with anything.
Well, when the game gets to a shootout is what he's saying. They ended up losing those games.
Well, if you give up a ton of points, I bet when you give up a ton of points, your odds of losing goes way up.
Yeah, that's probably. One. But, I mean, when you score 42 in a game, you expect to win.
Like they did at 42-29 over Seattle. Was that a shootout?
I would say that that's a shootout, yeah.
Or is it only a shootout if you lose it? Or the San Francisco game, they won 40-34. Was that a shootout?
Yeah. I think you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have two teams combining for, you know, you get into the 70 point total, I think it's fair to say. But yes, they lost a shootout against Buffalo, 48-42. Well, and they lost a shootout against Washington,
45-31. Are the Lions linebackers bad?
No.
No depth or talent on the defensive line aside from Hutch.
I think that's a strong statement to make and trying to combat it. I don't know if they have a ton of depth on the defensive line.
I'm not sure they have a ton of depth, okay? Like, they brought in Ray Lopez. He's a respected veteran, but he's not a frontline defensive tackle. Aleem McNeil is talented, but he is out. DJ Reader is talented. I'm sorry. And I think Tyleek Williams is talented, but he hasn't proven it yet.
Right. Mekhi Wingo.
Marcus Davenport is talented. He just can't stay healthy.
But that's the thing.
The depth thing, it might be an issue. It might be an issue. But, well, you know, I mean, look, the corners are serviceable. DJ Reed was considered the best free agent corner on the market. And you're going to drop a serviceable tag on him? And Terrion Arnold, I mean, did you watch the way the season went on? Did you watch how his season went? He got better as the year went on. Everybody says he's better now. I don't know. I don't know what to tell this person. The Lions' success 100% depends on health, period. They have the roster. People are sleeping on Barnes helping the pass rush. That's from Sauce and Howell. I agree with that. Derek Barnes was effective when he was out there. But he's got to be out there. 248-539-9797.
I mean, he's had 4 sacks in his career.
He played
almost every game the first 3 years, and he only played 3 games last year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they start lining him up at edge last year?
They've used him as a pass rusher. Yeah, they have. I'm just not sure how good of a pass rusher he actually is.
Well, I guess we'll find out. But I thought last year they started using him as a little bit more on the edge when he was healthy. How many games did he say he played?
He only played 3 games.
Yeah, him before he got hurt. 2-4. He's got to. I agree with the guy that says they got to stay healthy. That's a huge, huge factor.
Big one.
FanDuel's giving you reason to lock into the college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right. Bet $5 on any bet, and if you win, you'll walk away with $300 in bonus bets. So here's the deal. Don't mess with the parlays or the futures or all that. Just go find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line with your $5. Just do that. That will give you the best chance of getting that $5. You won't get a big payout on the $5, but you get the $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. So visit FanDuel.com/Doug and sign up and get started. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Telephone number, same thing to text. However you want to communicate, you can. You can watch us on Twitch, live stream video, twitch.tv. Search for 971 The Ticket. Same thing with youtube.tv. We're on YouTube as well. You want to live stream that.
YouTube.com.
Yes, YouTube.com. And if you want, Doug, if you were somewhere out west, somewhere in like Montana, and you wanted to listen to our show, could you do it?
Yes, with the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY, or you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com. Montana, you say?
Montana.
Okay.
Billings.
Actually, I've never been to Billings. Been to Missoula.
Missoula, yeah.
Kalispell, Whitefish.
Whitefish, huh?
Been to Libby. Libby's out there.
Libby?
Yeah, Libby's out there.
Libby the rural?
Yep. Got yelled at by somebody in a truck from Libby. Have you ever been driving? We're just driving, okay? There's a truck. There's a guy in this truck in Libby, and he just turns and looks out the window and starts screaming at us. And it wasn't like I couldn't imagine it was a road rage deal because it was a four-lane road, and we were in the passing lane, and we were passing him, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out why he would be yelling at us or anything we did while we were driving. So he was just yelling. Crazy truck dude in Libby. That's what we saw.
Do you think you were going the wrong way?
No. We were going, they had a falls and a rapids area there. Really cool. Pulled the car over, stopped, went for a little hike. Train came through because you had to go over the tracks to get down to the rapids. But cool state. 248-539-9797. Mike's in Sterling Heights. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I got some serious concerns, man. I'm not feeling good, and I'm going to tell you why. Four concerns, three of them are tied together. Number one, the schedule last year. I saw some bums at quarterback that we played against, man. I mean, some serious bums at quarterback. I saw some injured guys that our defense went up against, too. And then this year's schedule is loaded with MVP and Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So looking at that and then looking at the team, the weakness, if I'm, you know, football coaches, they look at more film than any other sport. And the weakness up the middle, I'm attacking the Lions' interior line. And I haven't seen where we focused on getting a fullback to help out because we don't have a mobile quarterback. So if I'm going against the Lions, I'm coming to bring all the pressure right up the middle, man.
Fullback.
And I haven't seen where they're working in a fullback. And then the last thing, injuries. When you talk about the defensive end and having defensive end talent, when you look at the guy that Davenport, 7 years of being injured, we look at injured players tend to continue to be injured. Davis, we got him for 1 year. He got hurt. Now Davis, we get rid of him, and he's hurt right now. So I do not understand us not doing like Philly and getting some help at the end position and not putting all our eggs on an injured superstar when it's two sides of a football.
Well, they addressed the interior of the offensive line with one of their top picks and the interior defensive line of the other, which were your concerns. But, you can only do so much. Could they do something still at the edge spot? They could. They're counting on Davenport being healthy. Maybe it's a fool's errand, but there's the one thing they are getting, Mike, is they're getting a lot of players back and healthy defensively, which should help a lot.
Yes, but let me just ask you, who is the playmaker that can go get these quarterbacks? Who is that guy?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Other than Hutchinson, baby, we keep saying that. Other than Hutchinson,
who is the playmaker? How many teams have the two guys?
Look, if you looked at the Super Bowl, Philly had guys all over the place that could beat one on one, beat their man one on one, and that's what that's how they beat.
There's more than one way to win, Mike.
No. You have to stop. You defensively have to stop the world class offensive player that you're going to play against in the Super Bowl. You're not going to be able to let the guys sit back. Let's be honest. And if we're blind in Detroit. We sat back all year last year, and we saw guys get all the time
off
the in the world.
Street, Mike.
The ball.
They had guys Mike, off the street I mean, playing. I'm sorry, but.
How many teams were able to stop Aiden Hutchinson in the first five games?
Nobody. He was on his way to being defensive player of the year.
Absolute wrecking.
Peter, you brought up earlier. I mean, look, the pass rush is incredibly important. It is what, I mean, when you sack a quarterback, the percent of drives where you give up a sack that end in a touchdown is extraordinarily small. But it's all part of pass defense. You mentioned the quarterback rating against. With all of those injuries, do you know what the Lions quarterback rating against was last year?
It was really good.
It was 82. Do you know where that ranked in the NFL?
Top three?
Number one.
Yeah.
And they spent the bulk of the season without their best pass rusher.
Well, I mean, all the players they missed. At some point, halfway through the season, they're without Aiden Hutchinson. They're without Aleem McNeil.
Look,
guys were rotating in and out of the secondary because of injuries. Other guys rotating in and out of the defensive line because of injuries. They played without Malcolm Rodriguez and Derek Barnes. You know, Barnes only played three games for him last year. Alex Anzalone broke his arm towards the end of the season last year. The amount of injuries to the defense was staggering, what they went through.
Schedule's tough.
Yeah.
My man's right. Schedule's tough.
And the quarterbacks are better. And there's no question that the quarterbacks that they played last season are, you know, on paper going from one season to the next, they can't compare to what they're going to face this year. Nobody's arguing that.
And I don't think anybody's arguing their record's going to be as good.
Right.
They could be a better prepared team offensively with a worse record. In fact, I think they're a better prepared team offensively and defensively, and they're going to likely have a worse record. 248-539-9797. And yes, he's right. They did not get a fullback. Didn't keep a fullback. Let's go to Chris in Livonia. You're next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're okay.
Awesome. I can't believe some of the things I'm hearing from some of these callers. I'm right on the same page with you guys, just in terms of like what we have addressed, what we have available. You know, the comparison to last year with all the injuries, it's baffling to me. So I'm not even going to go into that because I see it the same way that you guys do. Mm-hmm. What I do want to talk about is Grant Stewart. And I have this kind of like outside the box idea. And I think people are kind of forgetting how good, in my opinion, the depth at the linebacker position is. And I really like what Grant Stewart put on tape during the preseason. I think that guy plays like an absolute animal. And am I crazy to think that they could, obviously they'll use him in blitz packages, but am I crazy to think that they could use him on the edge, similar to the way they do with Derek Barnes?
I don't know. It's a good question how they're going to get him involved. He did make plays. Hell, I love Zach Cunningham. I loved him when he was coming out of Vanderbilt, and I can't believe he's a depth piece for this team now. But yeah, Stewart looks like he's going to be a useful depth guy. Like when they have to play him.
Literally.
Yeah, I think people are really going to like him.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. You have, you know, Barnes, like you have your three starting, you know, linebackers, your presumed starters, Jack Campbell, Anzalone, and Barnes. What's to say that Grant Stewart, I think he has the size and the speed, the same kind of like build, maybe he's a little bit smaller than Hutch, but I think you could easily put him on the edge and just have him fly at the quarterback.
Yeah,
every possession.
It's a great possibility. I'm not ever pretending to be a football coach. If his skill set works in that regard, sure. I mean, they saw something that had him starting to use Derek Barnes in that way before he got hurt. 248-539-9797.
Sometimes I think people just call up and say things because they just want to complain. Like the caller before, the one you just took there about the Eagles, they have guys that get to the quarterback, all this stuff. They finished the season last year with 41 sacks, okay?
Right.
The Lions finished the season with 37 sacks. I mean, yeah, I want more sacks like everybody else does. And I'd love to... Sacks, I said Gator, okay?
No, I understand.
and we all know, would love to have someone opposite Hutch to get to the quarterback as much as Hutch does, but...
I get it. I mean, that's a stat there. I mean, the other stat you could look at, tackles for loss, I think the Eagles had 81, the Lions had 70. Lions had 16 interceptions, the Eagles only had 13. But you look at forced fumbles, Eagles forced a bunch of fumbles. Eagles also this year, it's a different team on defense this year, isn't it?
Well, they lost some guys.
They've lost a lot of guys. You know, they don't have Darius Slay anymore. They don't have Josh Sweat, Gardner Johnson, right? They don't have Josh Sweat. So they're going to have to see what they can do. And did they have injuries like the Lions had injuries?
Nobody had injuries like the Lions had injuries.
Despite the fact that Aiden Hutchinson was gone, the Lions still had 37 sacks last year compared to the Eagles, 41. So I get it. Everybody likes the team that just won the Super Bowl, and that's how you got to do it. And it also coincides with that's the team that drafted two players on the defensive line that lots of Lions fans wanted. The Lions went the other way. They went with offense instead of that defensive line. And the guys on the offense are one of the reasons why this team is as good as they are.
Straight ahead, Brad Holmes from today. What does the Tim Patrick trade mean as far as Isaac Tesla? And will this offensive line, with the changes in the middle, be ready to go? Hear what the Lions GM had to say starting at 132 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scouting all of them for a fullback. Because, Doug, that's how you get it done. Got to go fullback. I'm going to be scouting the Big Ten for sure with tonight's games.
Ohio at Rutgers doesn't really move the needle. It will be on because it's football. I think Buffalo at Minnesota. I actually kind of like your Minnesota pick over Oregon yesterday as a massive upset. I think that Minnesota team could be pretty good. Miami of Ohio at Wisconsin. Fickell needs a good year.
The
game is Nebraska at Cincinnati. That's the best game on the board. And Cincinnati, Brendan Sorgsby is a quarterback to keep an eye on as it pertains to the NFL in a couple of years, I think. Of course, last week I told you to watch Dylan Edwards and he got hurt the first time he touched the ball and was out for the game. So
watch him quickly.
Yeah. So hopefully you did pay attention quickly. 248-539-9797. He was the running back from Kansas State who got their best player got hurt the first time he touched it, which sucked. Anyway, all right, we promised we'd get to it. Brad Holmes, what does the Tim Patrick trade mean? First of all, was it like trading him? And secondly, what does it mean for Isaac Tesla? Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. Yay. I think people will like that. I think this is a player that I don't know how else to put it, you know, other than he was appears to be a real find. Appears to be a real find. They, you know, comes from completely off the radar to making a veteran player expendable.
Yes, I think he's going to be a real nice addition to this team. I think particularly in the red zone because of his size advantage that he has, mm-hmm. his leaping ability, and winning the 50-50 passes, the battles. I really like that. But I've, you know, my expectations have gone up a little bit since Tim Patrick was released, but not a ton. I don't expect him to step in and be Amon-Ra St. Brown.
No.
Amon-Ra ended up with 119 targets that first season with the Lions. And this is an incredible rate of catching the football. He caught 90 passes that year on 119 targets for over 900 yards and 5 touchdowns. I don't think Tesla is going to go anywhere near that.
Do you have the Lions stats from a year ago in front of you by chance?
Sure.
Okay. Well, how many targets did Tim Patrick have?
Tim Patrick last season, I had it there. He had a total of 44 targets and he caught 33 passes.
That's kind of what I expect out of Tesla.
I think it might be a little bit more, but not much more. Because you also have to keep in mind that Sam Laporta only had 83 targets last year compared to the year before, where I think he had way more.
There's a lot of weapons.
Yeah, and I think they're going to throw the ball up to Jameson Williams more. I mean, there's only so many footballs you can throw around there.
All right, more from Brad Holmes this morning. Will the offensive line, the revamped offensive line, be ready to go? It is a concern. Here's what Brad Holmes said. You know, it's probably on an offense that it feels like it's complete. It kind of is all predicated on these young kids being able to come through. I like them a lot. I think they clearly got talented players there. Mahogany played well last year. And the theory is a year later he should be better, right?
Oh, and he didn't even have a training camp last year because of mono.
Yep. And then Ratledge is impressed people, so. We'll find out, man.
I don't know how high the ceiling is for the players, but I think Tate Ratledge looks like he could be a real good player for this team for years to come.
I felt like Dan Campbell was kind of checking himself a little bit, like, okay, I don't want to get carried away with my praise, but I thought you could read between the lines that he loves Tate Ratledge. 248-539-9797. Bill's in Clarkston, and he's next. Hello, Bill.
Hey guys, how we doing?
What's going on?
Just listening to everybody call and complain about how we need to go out and get this Pro Bowl edge rusher opposite of Hutch. It's so aggravating, especially when they say, well, look at what the Eagles did. Look at the Eagles. Look at how they won the Super Bowl. And that's not how they won the Super Bowl. Their leading sack guy had 8 sacks. Their next guy was like 6.5 sacks. They played a team that was broke down on the offensive line and took advantage with a really deep roster who was healthy.
I don't know that you're wrong. I think there's some truth in what you're saying.
And didn't Philly go out and try that? Didn't Philly go out and get Hassan Reddick and then immediately say, oh, nope, this was a mistake?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't understand where that narrative comes from that we have to go. If you go back and look at the last, I don't know, 10 Super Bowl champs, the most important part of their defensive lines was their up the middle in their defense. It was the Chris Jones, the Vita Veas,
Aaron Donald.
Losing a Lee McNeil. Yeah, Aaron Donald. Losing a Lee, I don't think people understand how big. I mean, obviously Hutch was huge, but like losing a Lee McNeil was everything.
But it hurt them significantly, without question. And the way the Eagles built their team, they built it around the defense first. They built around the defense and their ability to run the football. Jalen Hurts can certainly throw the ball, but he doesn't throw the ball nearly as effectively unless they're able to run it with Saquon Barkley and with himself. They had over 3,000 yards rushing as a team. That's amazing. You know what you do when you rush the ball for that many yards? You control the clock.
Yeah.
You keep your defense off the field. Now, they went out and they built up that defense significantly. I've already talked about the two defensive linemen that they got that everybody was bragging about. The other thing they did was they double-tapped on the cornerback position last year at the draft with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And both of those guys played significantly.
Helped.
And they played very, very well. And the linebacker they took a couple years ago, and N'Kobe Dean, who was a guy I really liked, he ended up being the second leading tackler on the team. Everything was built with that defense and the ability to run the football. The Lions are built by their offense and a defense that apparently is really good against the pass.
You know, it's funny because Philly's the first team in a while where I felt like it was the defense that won them the championship. But prior to that, it was a lot of offenses winning championships. But the moral of the story is I no longer subscribe to the defense wins championships theory, but if you just got to be really, well-rounded teams can win it. Teams that are exceptionally good on one side of the ball or the other can win it. There's no exact formula that gets you there. There's a ton of talent. And that's why I thought the Ray Agnew soundbite earlier was so important. It was one that he basically said, look, on the Super Bowl teams I played on, or I was on, a part of, we had playmakers at every level. This Lions team has playmakers at every level. It's pretty reassuring if you look at it that way. But nonetheless, nothing matters till you go out in the field and do it. And there's definitely intrigue and excitement. Straight ahead, we got some news from the world of merchandising.
Oh, merch.
Yeah, sports merchandising.
I like merch.
Yeah, we'll get to that today at 1:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Found something that was kind of funny today. Lions practice squad, blah, blah, blah. Lions sign player A, player B, player C.
Fullback.
Tom Kennedy. They signed Tom Kennedy. They did sign Zach Horton. He plays fullback a little bit, doesn't he?
Tight end.
But Tom Kennedy re-signs. I just went back and looked at Tom Kennedy's career. His log. Kennedy signed as an undrafted free agent with the Lions in May of 2019. Okay. May of 2019.
Pre-COVID.
He was waived on August 31st as part of the final roster cuts of that year, was re-signed to the team's practice squad the following day, 2019. 2020.
COVID.
On September 5th, Kennedy was waived by the Lions and signed to the practice squad the next day.
Oh, there you go.
Back-to-back year, same thing. 2021, due to some injuries, he actually started the year with the team. But was waived on November 8th and re-signed to the practice squad right afterwards. That was 2021.
Okay.
2022, on August 30th, Tom Kennedy was waived by the Lions and signed to the practice squad the next day. 2023, he actually made it because of some injuries. He got hurt. Then when he was healthy again, signed by the Lions and assigned to the practice squad on November 29th of 2023. Oh. 2024.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 2024, August 27th, cut down day, waived by the Lions on August 27th, re-signed to the practice squad. And then this year on August 26th, cut down day, waived by the Lions, and on August 27th, signed to the practice squad the next day. So this is Tom Kennedy's career.
Just to look at it, 7 years.
Yes.
Seven times he was on the practice squad. And the other thing I find interesting, he was on the Lions. He was always a Lion?
Yep.
He was on the Lions before Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes came on board.
Yep.
Huh.
There's a pattern here with Tom Kennedy.
Yeah.
Now, I believe I saw that practice squad players can make like a full season. You get paid by the week.
Oh, dude, they make bank.
Well, they
for
make
a
like,
regular person, yeah, not for yeah. you know, not for a pro NFL player.
Yeah, they make like $250,000 a year being a practice squad.
Well, it's 17 with his service years, more than 2 years. You receive at least $17,500 a week. All right, $17,500 a week with a maximum of $22,000 a week. I honestly think he'll never admit this publicly. His goal is to make it the practice squad every year as long as he possibly can until he's got to enter the real world and like sell insurance. Or
I'm
whatever.
Sure he has dreams of it, but he's like, hey.
Yeah.
The bar I need to clear.
Yep. Make the practice squad. And I think they might want to retire his practice squad jersey. I'm just saying the Pistons are thinking about it.
I mean, when you look at this, 7 years assigned to the practice squad. And of those 7 years, 1 year he was hurt, so he didn't sign till November. But five of those 7 years, he made it to the final cuts. got waived, and got signed to the practice squad the next day. 1 year he made it because everybody else was hurt. 1 year he was didn't sign with the Lions until November because he was hurt. So, all right, world of merch, Gator. Guess whose jersey sales skyrocketed 200% Monday and Tuesday?
There's got to be a correlation here, obviously. Somebody who skyrocketed Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Shedeur Sanders.
No. Kang, do you know?
I don't know. I have a guess, though.
Go for it.
Is it Travis Kelce?
Oh,
200% his jersey sales surged Monday and Tuesday.
Dude, so wait till his jersey sales. Check his jersey sales numbers after he changed his name to Swift.
Right?
Those jerseys will be the new jerseys.
Now, are the Chiefs Swift. Are they the Chiefs home, Chiefs away, or the Chiefs pink jersey?
I don't know which jersey it is, but the Travis Kelce jersey sales skyrocketed.
I had already forgotten that even took place. I'm thinking about
don't
football.
Worry, we'll remind you. Yeah. Next up, did you see that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson have formed an LLC?
Yes.
And they have trademarked seven names or seven phrases they have trademarked. I assume to put these phrases on merch. Have you seen these seven names?
I believe I have. I've seen most of them, not all seven.
Number seven is Trail of Salty Tears.
Yeah.
They trademarked that. Trail of Salty Tears.
Yeah.
Number six is Dynasty, Bill's version. Number five, The Belichick Way.
Yeah, not the Patriot Way.
Yep. Number four, No Days Off.
There are no days off.
Number three, they trademarked Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Gold Digger. Number two, they trademark the Belestrator, as in Belichick instead of Telestrator.
I like it.
And the number one, Chapel Bill. They trademarked that.
Instead of Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yep. They trademark Gold Digger.
Well, a lot of nose pickers out there in Carolina.
You think that's what they're referencing?
Sure.
So anyway.
Could it be something else?
There's some sports merch. Oh, yeah, it could be. But she had to approve that. What are they planning on doing with Gold Digger?
I don't know. Maybe it's just it'll be her apparel line or something like that. To make fun of what people think she is.
Perhaps.
It's really that's unfortunate. Can't Bill just have some fun?
Oh, I think Bill's having some fun. Feedback. Still worried about the interior of our offensive line. I'm worried about the edge rusher rotation. I'm also worried about the new coordinators. With the schedule being what it is, I believe it will be hard to get momentum to make a Super Bowl run. So for what it's worth, The Athletic has them at 12-5, and we'll see who they have winning because they're unveiling them division by division, and we only await the NFC South. I'm sorry, the NFC West, but unless San Francisco and L.A., have 12 or 13 wins, that 12-5 would be the best record in the NFC, according to this prediction. And we get them the one seed again, even though they have three fewer losses. So expect more losses this year. I think it's fair. I don't know if it has anything to do with a Super Bowl run. Lions can win the Super Bowl if the starters stay healthy, period. That's from Deanna in Detroit. I trust Brad Holmes. He has yet to give me reason not to. He can't draft and play the game at the same time. The couch GMs that can't even win their fantasy football league are trying to tell one of the top GMs in the NFL what he should do next. It's from an unnamed texter. I mean, you're allowed to have your opinion. We have ours about what he should do next, and fans are allowed to have theirs. If you're outraged about it, well, maybe I would check myself if I found I was getting outraged about it, but
better check yourself.
Zero confidence. This team is no better than last year. Actually, a little worse with the movement of the offensive coordinator and O-line. I don't even think they'll make the playoffs. If they do sneak in as a wild card, it'll be a quick exit. So the team's no better than last year. Are they better defensively starting the year than they finished last year? Is that even debatable? Is that even a debate?
That
they're starting the year defensively better than they finished last year.
I don't think that should be a debate at all. I think that they absolutely should be better.
He says his team's actually a little worse than last year.
No, they have they have a healthy Aiden Hutchinson.
The only thing that can make them worse, honestly, is if it's a disaster in the middle of the O-line. Or bad. Maybe it doesn't have to be a disaster. If those guys are average with the tackles they have.
Like, you're taking health out of the equation, right? Yeah. As long as the team stays healthy. I would agree with you. It's that the interior offensive line is nowhere what you had hoped it was going
to
be.
Are there players that you expect to be better that played last year, like J-Mo? You think J-Mo's going to be better?
Yeah. I've already said it. I think J-Mo's going to have a breakout season. I think he's going to be used. He's not going to come off the field too often. I mean, he is a legit wide receiver too in this league. And look, everybody was on notice last year when he had 1,000 yards, right? And you know how explosive he can be. But watching him in practice this training camp, he was open all the time and making all the catches. And the practices we weren't at, there were video would come out every week about, hey, look at this over-the-shoulder catch J-Mo was making. I can't wait to see him play. I did see one little tidbit on Tom Kennedy. I don't know if you remember this. I didn't remember this. First year with Dan Campbell, the Lions went 3-13-1.
Mm-hmm.
They finished the season with a win against the Packers 37-30.
Mm-hmm.
In that game, the Lions' first touchdown. Do you remember how they scored?
Was it a pass to Tom Kennedy?
No, it was a Tom Kennedy pass to Khalif Raymond that went for 75 yards and a touchdown.
That's awesome. Well, he was the lacrosse kid. He played professional lacrosse. Then he went back to play at one of those NESCAC schools, Bryant or Bates or one of those. I don't remember which one it was. And he ended up decided to go play college football for a year and ended up latching on with the Lions in 2019. He's been assigned to the practice squad 7 different times. What else do we got here? Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Super Bowl is possible, but it's not likely. There's way too many good teams out there. And with injuries, I just think it's a long shot.
It's a long shot. I mean, every team is literally in the same situation.
Seriously, that what you just wrote, apply that to every team. Kansas City. Super Bowl is possible, but it's not likely. Way too many good teams out there. And with injuries, long shot. Philadelphia, Super Bowl is possible, but not likely. Way too many good teams out there. And with injuries, long shot. If you get hurt, it's a long shot.
Yeah, and you might want to redefine what long shot is.
What are they? Do you have the Vegas odds?
I do not have the odds in front of me to win the Super Bowl, but, you know.
Don't they have some of the best odds to win the Super Bowl?
I thought they did.
Here we go. They have not constructed a Super Bowl roster. One, they could have done better. One could have done better than asking a rookie to start at guard. There are better O-line free agent veterans still left versus starting a rookie. Two, D-line edge depth and D-tackle's not up to Super Bowl standards. Well, I mean, I think their first line of defensive tackles, if they have a Lee McNeil, DJ Reed, or Tyreek Williams, that's pretty damn good. But until a Lee McNeil gets on the field, and depth on the defensive line is not...
That's going to be a question.
Yep, that is going to be a question. These are all questions. There's been some legitimate questions brought up. All questions for a team has a great shot, and it was one of the Vegas favorites to win the Super Bowl. Imagine all the questions all the other teams have. Based on a deep dive, where their depth problems are, where their weak spots are. Because if those teams didn't have them, they'd be favored ahead of Detroit.
There you go.
We bring in Rico Beard, who joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Rico.
Gentlemen.
How are you?
You guys discussing the Brad Holmes
conference? Yes, it sparked an entire show worth of discussion today.
Really? What was the major topic for you guys?
We just asked, did he build a Super Bowl contending team, a legitimate Super Bowl contending, the best chance to win a Super Bowl in your lifetime? And we got a variety of opinions.
I think offensively, yes, they've invested heavily on the offense. But in the infamous words of Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday, there's two halves of a car, son. There's the offense and then there's the defense. Not so much on the defense.
No, I mean, they're counting a lot on people staying healthy. Davenport and Hutch, for sure.
Yeah.
They did their first round pick to go to defense, and their biggest free agent signing was on defense. But, you know, I mean, it's until they get on the field and until they stay healthy. If they stay healthy, I think they'll be fine. Their strength is the offense, and I'm fine with that.
I think most people just kind of want to see a little bit more, especially on the defensive line. Just
well, there's plenty of people out there that agree with you, and they called us.
Really?
Yep. Have fun with it.
Yeah. Trying to figure out how you do that, that's a different story. How are you going to do that?
You know what? It's going to be people that most people are as well. This guy? Yes, that guy. He's a warm body. That's what you need right now.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.